Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 12 June 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they don't want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator this week. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, or GMT if you're old enough to remember that, on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic or question of the week, and I don't have one this week, so it's going to be one of those open mic, anything that's on your mind kind of nets this week. We only have a handful of people who are already in the conference, so I think this is probably going to be a short net anyway. I think next week I think it's Father's Day, so that might be the topic next week, or, you know, Fathers in Ham Radio anyway. So, right. So let me reset the timer here. Okay, so scanning the dashboard here on the Echolink PC app, I see N4RNW. I see the NB0X gateway to DMR and Allstar. I see N6TW and KD9NBJ. All right, so... Well, let's open up with N4RNW because he may have to leave quickly.
Well, thank you, Wayne. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Yeah, it might be short time, but hopefully I can stick with you. Nothing new down here. Normal Sunday. There's some kind of high pressure over our part of Florida, and it's been a beautiful, almost dry, clear blue sunny sky all weekend long, kind of like the weather they talk about out in California. But it'll move out, and those daily thunderstorms will move back in. They're already in season. So we'll get wet here within a couple days. Other than that, good evening to everybody. Good morning on the other side of the world, if you're listening. So I'll be hanging on. Thanks, Wayne, N4RNW.
Yeah, you know, the Aussies have been kind of absent lately. I wonder what's up with them, especially Reg. He's usually always here, and he's been absent a lot, and even John and Robert. So I don't know. Hopefully nothing bad over there. All right. So thank you. I'm having a problem here with my notes here. All right, yeah, Harold. Next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne and the group. I'm trying out a new piece of Echolink software here called Repeater Phone. Runs on the iPhone, and it's a very nice interface. Also does Allstar, which is kind of why I got it, because I've been now working on getting an Allstar node up and active. It's up, it's not active. Anyway, I don't really have much in the way of a topic, but I did want to share this new software. If anybody's an iOS user, I highly recommend it. You have to pay for it. It's about $8, but it's worth it so far, seems to me. It's got all the features that Echolink would have, the chat, the level indicator. but it's quite nice looking. Unfortunately, I can't send a picture. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Ah, funny you should mention that, the last thing you said, because, gosh, was it just in the last week? There was, I think it was F-Bog, who, you know, he's a regular DJ. You know, he has a music show on a non-radio. And I still have not listened to the archive. I missed the live version of it, but I meant to go back and listen to the archive. But what he did was is he combined playing recorded music with playing back SSTV audio. And I guess he must have instructed his listeners how to download an app for their phone or whatever to turn the audio into video. And so somebody suggested that maybe one of these days, our little net here, we might want to do like exchange portraits via SSTV modulation. So that's just something to think about. I'm not sure I want to jump into that right away, but it's definitely an idea worth thinking about. Now let's see, was there something else in there? I think maybe there was something else I was going to comment on, but I don't remember it now, so maybe it'll come back to me. We'll have a chance to recycle this on the next go-around, because I think we're going to be ready for that real soon now. Next on my list here is N6TW.
Thank you, Net Control. This is N6TW NOAA in Livermore, California. My new news is that I bought an ST818NB and a bunch of accessories for field day. So we're plotting our field day expedition, and I'm going to be sharing a canopy with another one of my club members. And we're going to do sort of an antenna smorgasbord with three rigs. We're probably going to use the ST818 for FT8. N6TW.
Okay, ST818. I'm not familiar with that, or at least it's not ringing a bell, because it's impossible to know every radio there. But remind me what kind of radio that is. Is it a QRP rig? Like, I think Yaesu's QRP rig is the 718. So is it like that, or is it something else?
N6TW. It is the... I think you may have the numbers backwards. It's the one after the Yaesu 817. The 818 was the successor. It was discontinued last year, so they're relatively hard to get. I got mine from a POTA operator. They're a little QRP rig. They're a little bit bigger than your hands. They max out at about 6 watts. But the big thing is they're indestructible and relatively well-engineered. N6TW, over.
Hey, stupid Windows lost my mouse focus. Anyway, you know, there's so many of these model numbers that sometimes it's hard to keep them straight. So the 817 was the Yaesu QRP rig, and the 818 is the follow-on. All right, so I guess the 718 must have been, I think that must be the ICOM, and I don't think it was a QRP rig. I think it was a regular base station. All right. Well, I think everybody has had a chance here, so now we're ready for rechecks or new comments. So if you have something to say, call now.
N6TW.
Okay, go ahead, Noah.
So I put this in the chat, but one sort of interesting default net topic, at least for me, is that since this is the STF Amateur Radio Club, there's a lot of SDF history, because it goes back like 30 years, that I'm not, I think my radio operating is much better than my SDF operating, and so I'd love to be able to use this net as a resource to better use SDF, if that makes sense. N6TW.
Okay, well, and I think that's a good idea, a good concept. I think the execution of it, though, normally what happens is if you have a question about using SDF, you go into comm and you find a group of people in one of the rooms in there, and you bring your questions in there, and people share their accumulated wisdom about using SDF, and you have no time limits. You can talk about it as long as you want. You can share scripts, example shell commands, and so on. And trying to do that over the air or in an Echolink conference, we can do a little bit of that with the chat, but not everybody actually has access to the chat. I don't think Ken can see the chat. He'll have to let us know if that app that he's using shows him the Echolink chat. Wait a minute, he's actually posting stuff in the chat. So yes, he's obviously got access to it. So I like the idea, and I'm wondering if maybe there's a way we can do it like, you know, at the end of the net, if you have this question that's been burning, that would be a welcome thing to ask. A welcome adjunct to the net, that if you have a question that you have about SDF, how you do something or the best way to do something, then by all means, bring it up and we can discuss it.
M6CW?
Right. I'm thinking that, you know, once you, we have, you know, like you and me are having a conversation there, you don't have to do the wait for acknowledgement. I think that this is kind of a QSO within the net here, and the rules get simpler there. But, yeah, go ahead, Noah.
Sorry about that. Our local nets are very formal, so I tend to be very deferential. So I think the interesting thing about SDF is there's a lot of stuff that I don't know, and I don't know. So I think it's similar to what we do as radio operators, where we share sort of tips and tricks on our operating practice. So figuring out how people are using SDF and what their traditional workflows are, I think is what I mean more than being able to ask questions, because I think that there's a lot of resources to ask questions when you're stuck, but not so many to sort of access the hive mind and the folklore of the 30 years, if that makes sense. N6CW, over.
Okay, well, I can start by describing my use of SDF. I'm an old Unix programmer going back to the 70s. And I've always been a little leery of graphical user interfaces, so I'm very very comfortable with the command line, and all of my personal computing, almost all of it, is done on the command line. So I have had shell accounts forever, and my main shell account right now is actually at a friend of mine runs his own little mom and pop ISP. And I've had an account there for, 25, maybe going on 30 years now. But I started to worry a little bit, I must have been, 2015 maybe, that one day, because he's very busy with his regular career, and one day he might decide that this side job or a sideline might be more trouble than it's worth and decide to close it up, and then I would have to find a new place to go. So that's what prompted me to find SDF. And there were lots of things about SDF that really attracted me. The interest in the computing environment from about 50 years ago, ARPA, 10X, PDP-10s, PDP-11s, all that kind of stuff, that meshed very well with my experience. And so I found it very comfortable to make a home on SDF. Let me reset the timer. I have not completely moved away from the local mom and pop ISP. That's still my prime place for email and I have lots of little data files, little text files. I have lots, text file databases. I've never really got into SQL or anything like that. I keep my data in plain text files, and I use things like grep and vi to search and update my little data files. So gradually I am probably going to try to mirror all those things on SDS so that if something should happen to my old account, then I can continue as before on SDS. But that's a work in progress. The other thing about SDF is the community there. There's Bboard and Calm in particular. There's the web space, the website that you can build. I haven't gotten into Gopher. I kind of skipped over the Gopher generation. But maybe I'm going to explore that in the future. We'll see about that. I do have a web page, but it's mostly just for my own use, and occasionally I'll put something on there to share with someone and send them a link, so that, because I don't have an actual page on there with a list of files and so on. So I keep a couple of, well actually, several SSH sessions running at all times to SDF. One of them is a shell, because I do a lot of things in the shell. And at least two of them are in COM. I keep the roof room alive in case it ever recovers. It used to be the place where you went to talk about things other than the music that was going out on a non-radio. But lately, everybody seems to be hanging out in a non-radio. But, you know, that could go back again, and we'll see what happens with that. And so I'm almost always looking at a non-radio. I keep the SSH app running all the time, so even after, you know, I go to sleep and then maybe go out and do errands and then come back, you know, 12 hours after the last time I was looking at it, I have a scroll back that I'll actually review what happened while I was gone. But things have gotten so busy in there, I often don't bother to do that. So I'll usually have, when I'm in the shack here, I have a screen with the Anon radio room on it. And I can monitor what's happening there. I don't always have something to say, but I'm usually at least watching what people are talking about. So anyway, I'm running on and on and on. Is this the kind of thing that is helpful to you, Noah?
Yes, this is exactly what I was interested in. I think you actually got me thinking about two things. One is being more active in Common Bboard, and the other is that, like you, I don't necessarily know Gopher. And so I think that what I propose is, pending other people's interests, that maybe the next net topic we could try Gopher in 60WO.
Okay, what I think I heard you say is that for the next conference that we could talk about Gopher. Would you expand on that a little bit?
So Gopher, as I understand it, basically that was the web browser before, it had this sort of brief window before HTML sort of stomped on it. And so when I think of the internet when I was a child, basically it was text interfaces to Gopher, and as a graphics user I was like, yeah, I can't play King's Quest on this. And so now that I'm older, I think that that particular part of history is very interesting to me, and I like that SDF has kept it running, and you can still use it there. And so that would be having a sort of a tutorial and a talk, and using the net time for that would actually be very fun for me, and I'd love to hear what other people think. In 60WO.
Okay, so in where I was in that time period, I was used to using bulletin boards. I was a FidoNet sysop for a few years back in the 80s and 90s, and I had been using FTP and Telnet on the first the ARPANET and then later the Internet to access things like, what was it, the Simtel FTP site for public domain software. There were some other sites like, you know, at MIT and SRI and so forth, places that had resources for computer programmers. So that was all, you know, keyboard oriented. It wasn't so much, Gopher was sort of a proto-HTML in that it was, well, I never actually used it that much, so I should not try to describe it. So the problem with your proposal there is that I don't know, I am not an expert on Gopher, and I don't know if any of the other regulars on the SDF ARC net are experts on it. So I'm not sure if we really have the resources to help you with that. But I do know that there are people in COM who are talking about Gopher all the time. And that's probably the place you really want to go if you want to learn about Gopher.
No, that makes sense. But what I like about Nets is the sort of the show and tell aspect of it. And so a lot of the time, if I feel like I have to talk about something later, that lights a fire under me to learn about it. I won't make the net next week because I'm going to be on a plane from Orlando to California. But I think that maybe in 2 weeks I would put myself up to be the person that could actually give at least a minor presentation on that in 60W over.
Okay, well, now that sounds like an interesting approach. You're talking about doing some research and maybe putting together, you know, a 10 or 15-minute thing about what you've learned. I think that would go down pretty well. So have I read you right? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, yeah, like I said, I think that's something that would be accepted very well. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just, you know, Gopher. Any other regular, you know, people who check into this net, if they have something that they are interested in and they would like to give a short presentation about it, yeah, by all means. And let me mention that I see that BK2DY has joined us, and I'll let him know that we do not have a topic of the week. We've just been kind of it's been open mic, but Noah here has brought up an idea of he's interested in some of the things that can be done on SDF, and we've been talking about what sorts of a program, in quotes, that we could have here on the net about those things that you can do on SDF. So let me pass it back to Noah again to see if he has something else to add, and then we'll call upon Robert, BK2DY, for his check-in.
N6TW, no, I think that's pretty much it. I think that I feel like I got a lot out of today's net just by sort of having this conversation, and basically by being able to pick people's brains, like, oh, Gopher, that's something that I've been meaning to learn about, but I haven't. And so having the net here, I think, is a great resource for that sort of serendipity. N6TW, over.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for your suggestions, Noah. I think this might infuse a little bit of fresh blood or some kind of bodily fluid into our net in coming weeks there. So we'll definitely be watching how that works out. So now it's time for VK2DY. Hi, Robert.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 10 degrees outside, which is 50 Fahrenheit. We'll get into the 60s Fahrenheit. It's overcast, possibly going to rain, though probably not. We're now definitely under El Nino, and that means dry and warmer weather, actually, but it means dry weather. So I think we're back to the dry pattern here, unfortunately. Today is a holiday in all but two states. In Australia, it's the King's birthday. I have to say the King's birthday now because we no longer have a queen. So it is a King's birthday. Sort of the only winter holiday. A lot of the things like the ski fields open up on the weekend, and they do an honors list. They do an honors list twice a year, once on King's birthday and once on Australia Day. And I was not on the honors list. I wasn't expecting to be on the honors list, but nobody I know has made it this year. I've known a couple people have made it, but not this time around. Other than that, Gopher. Oh, wow, that takes me back. I remember back... must have been in the 80s. Was it in the 80s? Was that far back or 90s? I forget exactly when. But Gopher was a big thing, and, you know, we were putting up Gopher servers for this and Gopher servers for that, and I don't know, all of a sudden it just disappeared because HTML was so much a superior thing, I think. I think that's what killed it, but I may be wrong, but that's my memory of things, which is becoming quite fuzzy at this point. I also did run a FidoNet bulletin board for many, many years until that sort of became obsolete. I hear that FidoNet is still out there and still running in some capacity, but I don't know. I haven't done FidoNet in decades, so I couldn't prove it by me. But I enjoyed the linkages that Fido provided, and TBBS, I think, was the software I was using, but I'm not 100% sure. I think that was the breadboard software. I think they're long out of business too, but I had a bulletin board running with that software. I think it was that software. Yeah, and that was I was linked into FidoNet. Anyway, trip down memory lane. But it would be good to have some discussion of technical details on this net here. So I would agree with that. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I think what we were talking about is that Noah is going to do a little bit of research and then come back on a future net and tell us what he has learned. Or summarize, say, what he has learned. And so that's something that we could do, or a pattern that we could use for all kinds of subjects. Maybe somebody can, you know, somebody who's interested in, say, packet radio or satellites or, you know, whatever, could spend a little bit of time studying it and then come and make a short, you know, like maybe 5, 10, 15-minute presentation to the net about what they learned, and stir up some conversation and questions and answers and so on. So, I think that would be a cool thing to happen. So, we'll see how that works out. And it doesn't have to be just Noah and, I'm forgetting the darn name of the protocol already here. What, I'm having one of those senior moments, I guess. Gopher, right. Well, moving along but quick before I completely melt down, I noticed that Alpha Delta Quebec Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike has joined us, Jeff in Minnesota, and somebody just dropped out. Who was that? I think that was Harold. He said that he might have to go, so there he goes. Anyway, Jeff, we don't have a topic this week, but we did have a suggestion about what to do in FutureNet to kind of liven up and make it a more useful thing in our lives here. Now the ham conference has joined us. Oh, I'm going to have to rewind and do the introduction to everything here. But first, let's go to Jeff, AD0QM, and see if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to share with our net.
Good evening. This is Jeff, AD0QM. I have not been doing a whole lot of radio stuff the last couple of weeks. It's summertime, so kids' schedules change, so I'm missing half my weekend nets and half my night nets because the kids are up a lot later than usual. Trying to think if I've done anything else radio-related. A couple weeks ago, I started working on seeing how much, like, the new AI bots can generate code for me. I use it a little bit at work, and so I decided to see what it would generate for a multi-mode digital modem, and so it will try all the different types of different phase shifting modes that already exist. And so I've got probably a good third of that project done, and it was mostly just asking the AI to generate stuff for me. So that being said, things people talk about, I guess, projects that they're working on or subjects that they find interesting, and we can always elaborate on that kind of stuff, I guess. That's all I got. 80QM Mag 2 net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And that reminds me that I was listening to a podcast or something, and evidently one of the hottest new career options is being a, let me think, I'll get this right here, a prompt engineer. Because the way you get the most out of these AI apps is asking the right questions. It's kind of like using Google, you know, to get the best response out of Google, you need to craft your queries, and that applies to these AI bots as well. So people who have good skills at choosing the kind of questions or prompts to ask the AI bot are the ones who get the results, the successful results quickly. And evidently that's a lucrative market for the young people entering the computer industry now. So anyway, that might all just be kind of a vaporware, I thought that was interesting when I heard that. So let me go back and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing, and I'm not an anime fan, so I can't explain that. But we have enough ham radio operators who are members of this public access Unix system that we decided to have our own ham club. I mean, after all, anywhere you've got three hams, you need a ham club, right? So that's what we do here. Every week we get together on this Echolink node 9229. For about an hour, usually a lot less than an hour, at 0 GMT UTC, Zulu, whatever you want to call it. And we just usually have maybe 6-10 people checking in, and we talk about ham stuff and computer stuff and maybe even some other stuff. So, let me just glance at the chat here, and I see that John has joined us. I don't see him on the dashboard, so maybe he's over on the ham conference and will join us from there. So, at this point, I'm open to new check-ins or rechecks. Anyone who's already checked in has something to add, or anybody out there on the ham conference who wants to join us now, please give your call sign and wait to be acknowledged.
Mine, the Catfright Strike here.
Okay, I've got you on the list here, John. Anyone else over there? Okay, nothing else heard, so John, you have the floor.
Big Catfright Shake here. Morning, just out of bed. Boy, slept in this morning. What time is it? 10:36 a.m., 12th of June. Boy, halfway through the year already. What to report? Nothing. Absolutely yucky day. There's fog outside here this morning. What does Skype say about the weather report? I'm using Skype now to get the weather. Didn't even know you could click on there's an icon on Skype to give you the local weather. 8 degrees C, air quality 40, wind 3 kilometres an hour, straight down. What does that mean? Must mean from the south. Who knows? Humidity 87%, visibility 42 kilometres, so you can see 42 kilometres down the road. Not much else to report, just having some brekkie and getting the day started. I mean, half the day's already over. Anyway, thanks, Wayne. Back to net for Catch Rage Street Q. Good morning from down under.
All right. Well, good to hear from you, John. But I was saying earlier that the Aussies have been kind of absent from this net for the last couple of weeks and haven't heard from Reg in a long time. Do you know if everything is okay with him?
Peter was talking to Reggie Boy. He's gone over to Indonesia, and apparently they lost his luggage. Of course, his luggage has his laptop in it, and that's the reason. So I don't know whether it's caught up with him. He's been over there for, well, he's missed out on how many Friday Night Tech Nets? Two now. Two of those, so he's been over there for more than 2 weeks. I haven't heard from him. I said Peter spoke to him on the phone the week before, so that's about all I've got, Wayne, over.
Okay, well, that's good to know. He just, you know, lost, the airline lost his laptop, but he's not sick or anything. That's good to know. Okay, thank you, John. Do we have any other rechecks or check-ins for this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net? Okay, well, it's been, you know, an average healthy net this week. I think we've had about 7 or 8 check-ins and around about 40 minutes. So it's probably close to time to wrap it up. So I'll make this the final call for, wait a minute. Well, John has just joined us directly instead of from the ham conference there. So, John, did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I just wanted to sneak over here and see who was connected. That's all, Wayne.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll make this final call for new check-ins or rechecks for this week's SDFnet. Okay, good enough. Let's see here. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, well, let's call it 0040 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, now, notice that the NB0X-L gateway is present again this week. It's been absent for a couple of weeks, and I have not heard from Matthew to know for sure, but maybe he's modified it and got it working again. So if you have a DMR radio that you can try connecting to the talk group 31650 and see if it is functioning, well, I guess maybe we need at least two of you to do that, to talk to each other. But anyway, we're hoping that the gateway is functioning again. Other than that, you can get on SDF, go into COM, and join us in the Anon Radio Room. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.